Once upon a time, there was the Sporting News, built upon its foundation as the baseball Bible. Sports Illustrated was the magazine of the literati, smart, funny, great long-form features. And then here came ESPN. After building its TV business, then getting into radio, the so-called worldwide leader got into the website business. And as with almost everything else it touched, ESPN.com turned to gold. It became the must-hit site for sports fans and media everywhere. And it rated the best writers from magazines and newspapers and broadcast outlets throughout the country. But a funny thing happened early this year. ESPN.com dropped to third place in sports website rankings, behind Yahoo Sports and FoxSports.com. But you don't become the worldwide leader because you're stupid. And ESPN isn't. It gave its rising star columnist, Bill Simmons, the power to start his own sister website under the ESPN umbrella. Grantland.com is named in honor of legendary sports writer Grantland Rice. It covers not only sports, but also pop culture. And instead of rating big-name sports columnists from other websites, newspapers, and magazines, Grantland hired away talented and creative and in many cases young writers, hipper, edgier, funnier. Simmons is a contributor, as are Chuck Klosterman and Wright Thompson. One of my all-time favorites is also on the list of Grantland contributors. Back in the 1980s, when he was working at the Boston Herald, Charlie Pierce wrote about Doug Flutie's lachrymose maundering as a scab NFLer. I had to look up lachrymose maundering and have been a fan ever since. Pierce also writes for Esquire and appears as a panelist on the NPR staple Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. One of my fondest memories is sitting in a Winston-Salem bar with Pierce, listening to him tell stories and hardly speaking. Let me tell you, Charlie Pierce can tell a story, and he can write one, too. With Grantland's success, there was bound to be a competitor. USA Today and Major League Baseball combined resources to provide that competition. The result? SportsOnEarth.com. It debuted in August and features talented storytellers such as Joe Posnanski, Tommy Tomlinson, Dave Kindred, and Lee Montville. They're a little more old school and a little more buttoned down than the Grantland gang, but just as much fun to read. If you're looking for differences, check out the story titles and subtitles. Grantland's are long and quirky, such as, "Has the NBA Gone Mainstream?" in memory of the time before the basketball blogosphere was swallowed by the mainstream media machine. Sports on Earth's, short and to the point, usually two or three words. And though the competition between Grantland and Sports on Earth is new, it is very real. But that's a good thing for those of us who enjoy a good sports story well told, that maybe opens our eyes to something new or challenges us to think about something in a different way. I read them both. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.